Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Crossover Experience, Life After Death, 100 Exceptional Near-Death Experiences by DJ Kadajan, with contributions from Gregory Shushan, PhD, and Dr. Pim Van Lommel, is a modern, research-oriented entry in the near-death experience literature, rather than presenting a single memoir-style narrative. It curates a set of exceptional NDE accounts selected from a much larger body of testimonies reported in established NDE archives. The book's purpose is twofold: to examine recurring features of NDEs and to look closely at smaller, easily missed details that may deepen how readers interpret what experiencers describe. In doing so, it positions NDEs as evidence relevant to questions about consciousness, identity, and whether death is a final endpoint or a transition. The structure also aims to connect these reports to practical reflection, encouraging readers to consider what such experiences suggest about meaning, values, and how to live well in ordinary life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a curated approach built from a large archive of testimonies. A defining feature of the book is its curated methodology. Kadajan draws on a large pool of reported near-death experiences, and then narrows the focus to a smaller set judged to be especially detailed, expansive, or conceptually revealing. This approach matters because NDE literature often relies on either small clinical samples or a handful of famous cases, which can limit the range of phenomena readers encounter. By intentionally sampling exceptional reports, the book aims to illuminate both common patterns and unusual variations that might be lost in more generalized summaries. The emphasis is not simply on storytelling for inspiration, but on using testimony as qualitative data. Readers therefore encounter NDEs as a comparative field of reports rather than isolated anecdotes. The result is a texture closer to a thematic study than a personal narrative, with attention paid to how experiences are described, what elements recur across accounts, and how certain details resist easy categorization. Even for readers familiar with classic titles in the genre, this larger comparative stance can feel like a step toward synthesis and pattern recognition. Secondly, the classic NDE components and why they still matter. The book engages the major components that many readers associate with near-death experiences out of body perception. Movement through a tunnel or transitional passage, encounters with presences or beings, and the life review motif, among other frequently reported elements. These major features function as organizing anchors because they allow comparisons across accounts and across decades of NDE reporting. By revisiting them, the authors can show both stability and diversity in how people describe similar events. The value of this treatment is not that it repeats a familiar checklist, but that it uses the recognizable structure to support closer reading. When the same broad component appears in many forms, differences in tone, sequencing, and emphasis become analytically interesting rather than contradictory. The book also implicitly addresses a common question in this literature, whether these recurring elements suggest a shared underlying reality, shared brain-based processes, or some mixture, while it argues for the significance of the experiences. It also highlights how these primary motifs provide a framework for exploring deeper issues of consciousness, memory, and identity. Thirdly, nuance and overlooked details as a source of insight. A key claim associated with the book's approach is that some of the most instructive material is found not only in the headline moments of an NDE, but in subtle or easily ignored details. These may include transitional phases, emotional or cognitive shifts, background features of the described environment, or small moments that do not fit neatly into standard categories. By training attention on nuance, the book invites readers to move beyond simplified summaries and to consider how experiential meaning may be carried by fine-grained description. This matters because the public conversation about NDEs can become overly formulaic, reducing complex reports into a few recurring images. The book aims to resist that flattening by asking what is communicated in the margins, what experiencers emphasize spontaneously, what seems hard for them to translate into ordinary language, and what lessons they report bringing back. This focus also supports the idea that NDEs are not merely dramatic events, but complex experiences with layers, where interpretive value can depend on details of context, sequence, and perceived purpose. Fourthly, a cross-disciplinary lens on consciousness and survival. The collaboration of contributors signals an attempt to approach NDEs from multiple angles rather than from a single ideological position. Kadajan brings a background in documentary storytelling and an analytic bent that he describes through his interest in systems and patterns. While Gregory Shushan and Pim Van Lommel are known for academic and medical engagement with survival-related questions and consciousness studies, within the limits of a popular audience book, this cross-disciplinary posture helps it speak to both spiritual seekers and readers who want a more structured argument. the book positions NDE testimony as evidence relevant to the broader debate about whether consciousness is solely produced by the brain or may be capable of functioning in a way that is not fully explained by current materialist models. Importantly, the value of such a lens is not only in the conclusion it favors, but in how it frames the question. NDEs are treated as phenomena worthy of careful comparative study, not just as comforting beliefs. For readers, this can offer a bridge between experiential reports and the language of research-oriented inquiry. Lastly, life implications, meaning, ethics, and how to live after the experience. Another consistent aspect of the book is its interest in what these experiences imply for living, not just for theorizing about death. Many NDE accounts, as commonly reported in the wider literature, include after effects such as reduced fear of death, shifts in priorities, heightened compassion, and a stronger sense of purpose. The book builds on this practical dimension by including reflective commentary that encourages readers to translate reported insights into everyday choices. Rather than presenting the afterlife question as a purely abstract debate, it treats it as connected to values and behavior, how people relate to others, how they interpret suffering, and how they define a meaningful life. This is also where the curated nature of the accounts plays a role, because longer or more detailed experiences often contain explicit lessons or interpretations offered by the experiencer. Even readers who remain skeptical of survival claims may find value in the ethical and existential reflection, because the book repeatedly turns from what was seen or felt to what it might suggest about gratitude, love, responsibility, and the seriousness of ordinary life. In conclusion, this book best serves readers who want more than a brief overview of near-death experiences, but do not require a purely technical academic monograph. Serious students of NDE literature will likely appreciate its attempt to draw from a large archive of testimonies and to emphasize comparative patterns alongside unusual details. Spiritual and religious readers may find it reassuring because it frames NDE as meaningful evidence for survival of consciousness and as a source of hope about death as transition, rather than annihilation. At the same time, curious skeptics may still benefit if they are willing to treat testimony as qualitative material worth examining. Because the book's value lies in its organized presentation and its insistence on nuance rather than slogans. Practically, readers may take away a vocabulary for discussing NDEs with more precision and a set of reflective prompts about priorities, compassion, and the use of time. In a category shaped by classics, such as Life After Life, this title stands out by leaning on a much larger pool of modern reports and by explicitly highlighting subtleties that can be lost when the topic is reduced to a few familiar scenes. Its combination of curated cases and interpretive reflection positions, it is both a resource and a catalyst for personal inquiry. If you would like to support DJ Kadagian, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.